You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now with 91450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the program is to come to you from inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street Studios, presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning is who we trust for all our plumbing and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, as he does each Wednesday, the owner of Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning, he is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Chris.
Appreciate you joining us for the show. And Steve has one of my favorite sayings: you don't know what you don't know. And this is particularly true in regards to home maintenance issues. And a lot of times, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And you start to think that you may know things and delve a little bit too deep before you find yourself in a little bit of trouble. Correct, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a subject I really like to talk about because, you know, like in the actual setting of, say, a no heat call, I mean, you wouldn't know that you could have two or three problems with that boiler furnace, would you?
No, you just know that your heat isn't working.
Yeah, and yesterday my son was on a boiler job. It was a steam boiler, a big boiler for Community Resources for Justice on Elm Street. And, you know, he was really struggling with it. It ended up becoming two problems. You know, there was a problem with the low water cutoff, and there was also a wiring problem. So when you fix one problem, you don't really necessarily know that there's a second, but you have to keep going. You have to kind of like follow the rabbit trail, you know?
Right, and that's, you know, the trust issue too with whether it's with your mechanic, whether it's with your plumbing and air conditioning person. You know, a lot of times you're, as a consumer, you're there and you're like, how do they keep finding all these problems? Like they said it was a this issue, and then they're going through and they're finding this, and this.
Yeah.
So explain how that takes place, because, you know, you may go and then they're saying, well, you know, this is the issue here. But then you find out, oh, there's an electrical issue and there's this issue. And they're like, well, it seems kind of odd to me. And that's one of the, you know, the reasons that, you know, I think folks at times get a little bit antsy about service calls.
Yeah, well, you said it perfect. You know, it's trust, and, you know, somebody could have, you know, been betrayed by somebody in our industry too. You know, you don't know where they may just think any mechanics, a car mechanic, or,
right,
you know, boiler tech mechanic, you know, are people that are going to take you for a ride. Now, while you're watching this all go on, you know, you're watching the clock tick. You know, most of the time, you know, we're time and material. We do give some quotes on things, but for the most part, we're time and material. So at $140 an hour, and you watch that clock go around once, and then twice, and then three times, you know, it's almost like being in a taxi cab and you're like, you're not at your destination yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm running out of money. I don't have this, you know.
This guy could have taken a quicker route.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so it's just that way, you know, and you can see how the anxiety can start to build.
Oh, the taxi cab reference is so good because, you know, it's not a lot of money, but, you know, particularly in New York, I'm from New York, for those of you who don't know. And so I think I know the quickest way to get just about anywhere. And, you know, when we get in the car, I always assume the taxi driver thinks that we're from out of town, particularly with the family. And so I'm seeing him kind of take some circumventing type of routes to get to where we're going. Now, there may be traffic, or he may actually know better than me, given the fact that he drives these routes every single day and
right,
would likely, you know, be interested in dropping us off at Madison Square Garden as quickly as possible so that
right,
he can go get a better job. but I'm still looking. I'm still waiting for him to take that route that's not exactly the route that I would take.
Yeah, no. It's,
so, do you find that with people where they, you know, they may have some area of expertise in regards to, you know, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or they, you know, they think that they're there, they're kind of second guessing you at times, or does that usually not take place?
Well, yeah, that's always present. You know, I mean, you've got to understand, you know, they want it fixed too, so sometimes they want to help, and sometimes they do help, but sometimes they're in the way. You know, they're watching, they're adding pressure. I mean, we had one client that we just had say, you know what, it's not a fit any longer. I mean, he would just pull up a chair and just stare at you the whole time doing that. And that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about it. Let's forget about plumbing for a minute, right, and heating. And let's just talk about auto mechanics, right? Like, can you imagine, like, a cop, instead of them waiting in the waiting area, they come up, they pull up a chair, and they watch everything you do with the whole working right on the engine. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, and so they're in their own house. I mean, you can't kind of prevent them from doing that. But, you know, that one gentleman, I just said, you know, you make our guys so nervous. And remember, how good are you going to work under a nervous condition like that?
No, it's true. It's Steve Labby joining us, the owner of Paradigm Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning here on the Hampshire Now program. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Prescription Center. In this segment of the program, presented by Paradigm Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. What are some of the other examples that you know, stand out to you in regards to not knowing what you don't know on projects?
Well, people will call us up and they'll say, "Oh, I've got this drafty house. You know, it's really old. It's, you know, low 1900s, 1800s, and you know, I really need a new heating system. I want to invest in a new heating system. Will you come out and give us a quote?" You know, and it's like, sure, we can do that. But we have conversations over the phone, too, on these particular situations. And we'll ask questions like, you know, did you get an energy audit? Did you go and check your insulation? What about your windows? And, you know, just recently, one of our general managers, Eric, he went out on a job and the heating system was a $16,000 complete heating system. So you're talking, you know, ductwork and furnace and the whole nine. And he's looking around. He's like, you really need to button this house up. You know, you need insulation and these windows are real drafty. And I know that there's some rebate programs out, you know. So we actually talked them out of using our services because the money was better spent on those two items. And, you know, the gentleman was so impressed and happy with Eric and what he said that he was like, you know, you guys are awesome. We really appreciate it. We're going to take care of those things and we're going to get you back in here. And, you know, when we can afford it and the whole nine. And so that to me is giving a good service because you don't know what you don't know. Anyone else would have went in there and said, yeah, 16. The guy was ready to pull the trigger. He was like, yep, do this. Let's do it. And, you know, Eric talked him out of it because it really wasn't as justified as the windows and the insulation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's the thing where you really earn the trust of the customer. When there's a circumstance where, you know, you can perhaps do and justify a project that is more expensive, and you step back and say, no, we don't, it's not needed. We don't need to do this. Or, you know, the problem is the insulation. It's not the the heating system. Because that's, you know, you look at it and if there's not sufficient insulation, you can really charge whatever you want for a huge wide scale heating system that is totally unneeded, and the aspect of you know, just buttoning up the insulation would help individuals remarkably.
Yep. Another thing that we ran into was where a gentleman was trying to conserve energy and it's really cold, and we had a nice boiler that we had been maintaining in his home. It was a Pure Pro. And everything was going good with it. But what he did was he shut off his whole entire upstairs. And they had like this, the way this house was designed, the second floor had a walkway. And what was happening is there was a convection that was actually going within the house. So the hut goes to cold, so that he was never really quite warm. So he was always complaining about the baseboards. And I'm like, well, you've got all that cold upstairs. You're not heating and it's coming down. Well, it got even worse. And he should have read one of my blogs because I said, you know, never conserve. And you've even heard me say this in the cold months. So He didn't listen to that or read it and didn't take warning. So he kept those doors all closed upstairs and had frozen pipes. And so here I am. I actually was there myself doing the, you know, thawing of the pipes with one of my other techs. And, you know, I was there for 7 hours. And we finally got everything thawed out and stuff. And, you know, then I'm handing him a bill for $1,500, you know, and he's like looking at me. I'm like, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, I try my hardest to educate people and make sure they're proactive. And then, you know, when something like that happens, it's tough for me, and I know it's tough for them.
That is Steve Labby joining us here on the program, owner of Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning. Steve, as always, great to talk with you.
You too, my friend. Have a great one.
All right, Steve Labby here on Hampshire Now. 139-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program presented by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning. We'll come back with more from inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.